This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
This morning we've been talking about the top stories of 2025 as we wind down here and we get ready to welcome in the start of a new year, 2026. We've seen New Zealand, Australia already been ringing in the new year past midnight there now, which is wild. But getting ready for the ball drop here in the U.S. And, you know, obviously the big stories that are still fresh in our minds, like this crazy Somali Minnesota fraud, $9 billion potentially stolen, the Epstein files, Bill Clinton looking really cozy in the pool and the hot tub. Those are clearly the big stories also of 2025. But there's some that you may have forgotten about. And earlier in Kim and a Whim, we went over the top seven, what I believe to be seven of the 10 biggest stories. And I also asked you if you have something that maybe I've forgotten about to write it in, you know, on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble X, where we're live every morning. You can also text it on our text line, 314-241-9797. Here are some of them that I had mentioned earlier just to kind of recap. But if you listen on the Odyssey app, you can hear kind of more information on each one. The Blue Origin rocket launch on April 14th, that was with Gayle King and Katy Perry, where she said she was an astronaut for the 10-minute trip there. Pope Francis dying April 21st, and then, of course, Pope Leo being elected May 8th because he was the first pope from the United States. That's a pretty big deal. That really awful crash between the military helicopter and the plane in D.C., everyone died. 67 people on board between the helicopter and the plane died. The government shutdown October 1st through November 12th. That was the longest shutdown in U.S. history, lasted 43 days. The Texas flooding on July 4th, 135 people dead. So many of them children. Camp Mystic there in Texas, Kerr County, Guadalupe River in that area rose 26 feet in 45 minutes. No warning signals were sent out. They don't even have a flood warning system in place in Kerr County, which I'm sure they've changed now. Number five, I said, was Doge and all the cuts they were making, which then made a lot of people mad, so they started protesting Elon Musk, trying to light the Teslas on fire and keying them, and then people were putting stickers. Heidi, I know you mentioned that people you know would put stickers on their car saying,
yeah.
I may have a Tesla, but I don't support Musk, and I don't even
like
Trump.
Right.
Please don't keep my car.
Yep, I bought this before he lost his mind, yeah.
Yeah. Liberation Day, number four, and that was when the tariffs took effect. April 2nd, I believe, was the initial day, and then it got pushed back to April 5th. That was the 10% baseline tariff on all countries, but then some of the bigger ones that have been putting these crazy astronomically high tariffs on the United States for years, and we've done nothing, he would increase them, and there was kind of a battle going on. I remember China was a big one where, you know, they were making all sorts of threats, and, you know, every time we would up it, they would up it, and it turns out all these months later that Trump was right. That from what I've seen, maybe they say prices have gone up in some cases, but overall, I would say the tariffs have been a big success.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. It's leveling the playing field. That's all we've asked for.
Right, right. All right, so now I wanted to cover here in this final segment for the day of Kim on a Whim, I wanted to cover what I believe are the top three biggest stories. And this one was big, but it was so long ago that it's kind of hard to remember. The California wildfires.
Oh, yeah.
January 7th. Do you remember those, Heidi? To January 31st.
Oh, yeah. Pacific Palisades and all those areas that were burned. Yep.
Right. And it was 14 of these awful fires wreaked havoc. And, you know, one of the biggest things that came out of that was the terrible leadership of Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom. Because remember, Gavin Newsom, I guess, cared about some little fish species that was on the brink of extinction. And so to save the fish, he had, I guess, not sent water, like cut off the access to water at certain hydrants in Southern California. So when all these $1 million homes are going up in flames, The firefighters are rushing there trying to put them out. And oh, what do you know? They hook up the hose to the fire hydrant and nothing comes out.
Yeah, well, there was also a huge reservoir that was not repaired and not filled like it should have been. That was a huge factor, too. That's once again, poor leadership.
And then you have the insurance companies. That's been a complete mess. I mean, I know in Florida this is going on where there's a lot of natural disasters, right, with flooding, things like that, the hurricanes, where a lot of these insurance companies are saying it's not lucrative enough for us to even insure your home. So they're saying, I'm out. We're not even going to represent homeowners here in this area. And I worry that that's what's happening in California. So all kinds of issues with insurance companies there. People, I would imagine, still dealing with that. Estimated cost of damage was upwards of $275 billion.
Yeah. And hardly anything's been rebuilt.
And didn't they say it was some idiot who was lighting fires? And that's what initially started it?
Well, they've had a lot of problems in that area with homeless people lighting fires in the canyons. That's been a factor. That and PG&E, their Pacific Gas and Electric, has also been responsible for some of the fires because they won't cut the trees back. They won't do this. So once again, no matter what you say, it's bad leadership. Not getting these people out of the canyons who shouldn't be there. Not taking care of the power lines. All of it goes back to bad leadership.
Yep. All right, number two, I have the enforcement of the illegals in our country, getting them the heck out of here. So ICE deportation, then of course, that sparked protests. So then Trump sends the National Guard in, which really, really bothered Gavin Newsom and Maxine, Mad Maxine, as I know Mark likes to call her. And do you remember, I want to play the soundbite for you. Do you remember her trying to claim this? Listen.
Don't think that somehow because they called out the National Guard, there was violence. There was no violence.
Wait, what?
I was on the street. I know. Get it straight. And don't just rely on what you're being told or the few incidents that you saw.
All right, Mad Maxine. Do you remember the videos of the protesters setting things on fire, chucking rocks?
Yep.
As people would drive by? You're right. It wasn't violent.
No.
Not at all.
Of course they're going to stop when a member of Congress is standing there. Of course they're going to stop for a minute, but we know what's really going. Does she live where these things were happening? Of course not.
She was really angry at that whole thing that was happening, and so many people were rushing to the defense of all these illegals. And remember, they were canceling different, because that happened in June, and they started canceling July 4th events because they were saying that ICE is going to come and get you. And so they were telling all the illegals, anyone who's foreign, basically, even though they're not deporting legal citizens, they told anybody basically who's not initially from here, hide in your house and don't go outside.
Well, you know what? If you're here illegally, you know what? You should be heading home.
Yeah.
Self-deporting. What's something like 2 million people have self-deported, right? That's the number I heard recently.
Today's the deadline where you can get $3,000. They tripled the amount to incentivize more people to leave.
Right.
All right. Number one, the biggest story, in my opinion, for 2025. Here we go.
It is my great dishonor to be the person that says this and breaks this to you on television. But President Donald Trump is announcing on Truth Social, the great and even legendary Charlie Kirk is dead. No one understood or had the heart of the youth in the United States of America better than Charlie. He was loved and admired by all, especially me, and now he is no longer with us. Melania and my sympathies go out to his beautiful wife, Erica, and his family. Charlie, we love you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Charlie Kirk, according to the President of the United States, is dead.
I have chills listening to that again. I cried. I was on maternity leave when that broke. And that just gutted me. I really admired Charlie and what he did for the younger generation, his incredible knowledge.
Yeah.
And the effect that he had, Heidi, 2.4 million Bibles sold in the U.S. in September after his death, a 36% jump from the same month in 2024.
That's so great.
Top trending Google search this year was Charlie Kirk. And I don't know if you saw this, but the judge just this week ruled that a redacted transcript and audio from some closed-door meeting with the suspect, Tyler Robinson, can be released to the public. And I guess part of this says that Tyler's attorney, had been saying, hey, can he have one hand unshackled in the court hearing so that he can take notes?
Yeah, that was pretty interesting, too. Yeah, it was a terrible thing. I emceed a dinner last year where Charlie was the keynote speaker, and he was the nicest guy in the world. We did a Q&A and everything after dinner, and he was very nice, very unassuming, just a great guy. I can't say I knew him well, but he was fantastic. Who knew that? I mean, he had less than a year to live. You wouldn't think that of somebody 35 years old.
And he's 32.
Well, he was 35.
No, 32, and he had two young children.
Oh, yeah.
His wife, Erica, is 35 or 36. I think she just turned 36 or 37. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
It's a real loss for society, no question about that. Thanks, Kim. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.